T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Had to play this for Bill Lindsay. So I didn't know earlier this afternoon when I asked Bill Lindsay to come on the show tonight, I had no idea it was his birthday. I felt kind of bad that I'm bringing a guy on as a guest on his birthday. But then I find out that Bill is working tonight. He's working with NHL Network, so I feel a little bit less bad. So Bill, are you going to do anything tonight to celebrate the birthday?
No, not so much.
Wow!
We've got to go on after the game. So I'm going to watch hockey. I guess watching hockey is my birthday present for the night. So we're up here in Secaucus watching hockey with the boys. That's kind of fun, but maybe order some pizza in.
And the Caps just scored to take a 1-0 lead, by the way. Yeah. So Eastern Conference Finals are in progress. Bill, have the playoffs to this point with Lightning and Caps in the East, Jets, Golden Knights in the West, have things played out in a way you expected?
Washington, Tampa Bay, not so much. I don't think even Tampa Bay last game, even though they got the win, they relied on their power play. Washington, I thought, would have a little bit of a mental lapse after getting by Pittsburgh. They haven't gotten to the third round in the Ovechkin era and finally get to the conference finals, and I thought maybe there would be an emotional letdown. Won the first two games in Tampa Bay, really strong defensively, carried it over, and seemed to be in control of the series. Tampa's got to find a way to get something done 5-on-5, so that's a bit of a surprise. And then the other side, Vegas is for real. They're a team that can skate, can fly, and they're causing all kinds of problems for the Winnipeg Jets. So it's been fun and entertaining hockey, but the big surprise to me right now has been the Washington Capitals.
Yeah, and on that tip, Bill, if I'm looking at, like, to me, the top two storylines of the playoffs to this point, obviously number one are the Vegas Golden Knights and what they've done and are doing as an expansion club and the way they've captivated not only the Las Vegas community, it's the first pro sports team they've ever had, but the way they've captivated America. But, you know, right behind that, Bill, I look at Alex Ovechkin, because there's been this narrative that has haunted him his entire career that he, even though he's a prolific scorer, he's not a winner, and he's got a chance, Bill, to finally prove the critics wrong on that.
He has, and he's had a tremendous playoffs. He's been one of the best players in the playoffs. If they get the Stanley Cup and win it all, it's a good chance that he wins the Hart Trophy for the most valuable player in the playoffs. He's been that good for the Capitals, and the best players for the Capitals, Kuznetsov, Basham, who missed a couple of games, the defenseman Carlson, the goaltender Braden Holtby, have had disappointing playoffs in past years, and that has not been the case. Their best players have risen to the occasion, and they've been led by Alexander Ovechkin. He's the best player in the NHL without a Stanley Cup. It's been that way for a long, long time. So for Ovechkin to get over that hump and maybe win a Stanley Cup final is definitely a huge storyline.
So as we sit right now, the Capitals, who do have an early, very early 1-0 lead here in Game 4 over the Lightning, they do have a 2-1 lead in the series. VGK has a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference. That series will continue with Game 4 tomorrow night. At this point, Bill, who do you expect to be in the Stanley Cup Finals?
I'd like to see Vegas get in there. Winnipeg's a tough team, loaded with talent, but they've had trouble with Vegas speed. And you look at Vegas, what they did in the first two rounds. They only played 10 games. Winnipeg had that tough series against Nashville, 7 games. They're a big team, and when you got big players that are forced to play heavy minutes and you get a speed team like Vegas who's been rested, that's a tough matchup. And I think Vegas, if they can compete, no one plays with the pace that Vegas does for 60 minutes. And Winnipeg's had a hard time keeping up, and I think that might be the case the rest of the way. Winnipeg has to find a way to get leads in this series and try and shorten Las Vegas' bench, because if they don't, they're going to be in all kinds of trouble. So I think Vegas has a chance to get through, and Washington has been the better team 5-on-5 against Tampa Bay. If they stay out of the penalty box, I think Washington is able to finish off the Lightning.
Braden Point just tied the game, by the way, so it's Lightning 1, Capitals 1. About 6 minutes have elapsed in the first period in D.C. We're joined here by the Blonde Bomber, Bill Lindsay, Florida Panthers color analyst and national analyst for NHL Network, who's nice enough to join us here on his birthday. He's pulling double duty tonight. He's working at NHL Network, and he's hopping on board with us. You know, Bill, the Vegas Golden Knights, now they just had the most successful expansion season in NHL history, but for 25 years, that belonged to the Florida Panthers. What you were on that team, what you guys did back in 1993 had been the most successful expansion season up until this year. So be honest, does that hurt a little bit to see Vegas taking some of that shine away?
It was nice to have, but records and everything's made to be broken. It was a nice run. Our story was incredible. Something that helps us, those guys that went through it with me. So that's a something that I'll have forever, and this Vegas team will have that forever. I'm not, it's nothing that's disheartening. I pull for this Vegas team. I'm excited for what they're doing in their first year. I'm excited for what we did in the first 3, 4, 5 years down there in South Florida, introducing Florida to hockey. So the same thing's happening in Vegas, and I think the more we can expand hockey throughout the United States and bring it to everyone's attention, I think it's the better. So good on the Vegas Golden Knights.
You know, Bill, I know that a lot of people, if their team is not in the playoffs, you kind of will find a team to latch on to and root for throughout the postseason. I think it seems to me like a lot of Panthers fans are pulling for the Golden Knights here, you know, given the fact that Jonathan Marchessault, Riley Smith, Gerard Gallant, who is pretty popular down here, is coaching that club. Do you find that a lot of Panther fans have sort of latched onto this team for the playoff run?
I think they have, and I think a lot of people throughout the United States have latched onto this team. It's one of the greatest sports stories, not only NHL stories, but one of the greatest sports stories. If they win the Stanley Cup, it might ever be written. It's that phenomenal. It's something that's unheard of. So I think your casual fan, anyone that's kind of just joining the NHL watching the playoffs, I think the majority of them are rooting for this Vegas team, and I think the Panther fans are no different. They got some ties there. Anytime you have ties to players that's been with your organization, whether it's a coach or whatever, that you'll root for those players and hope them the best. When players change scenery, I think you still have that bond with players, and you always want them to do well.
What would you like to see, Bill, from this Florida Panthers team this coming season to kind of get into this conversation, right? We're looking at a team in our own state like Tampa Bay, who's won Stanley Cups before, and they're back now in the Eastern Conference Finals. You look at the Jets and the Golden Knights. What do the Panthers need to reach that rarefied air?
Just play like they did in the last 40 games. No, but their core is going to continue to get better. The second half last year was outstanding. They came a long way as a group. Barkov, Huberto, Trocheck, Ekblad. These types of players are continuing to get better. I think that will be the case. They'll just continue to be the leaders of this franchise and build around it. You got Borgstrom coming. You got maybe Tippett that's going to be in the lineup. You got this Heppel-Niemi from Swift Current who's got a lot of guys that are going to come in, fill around this roster, build around it. It's going to be a quality hockey team. You might need one or two more defensemen to shore it up, but they're close. You saw it in the second half. They were one of the best teams going down the stretch, and I expect more of that next year, and I expect it for 82 games.
Well, Bill, enjoy the rest of Game 4 tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals. Capitals and Lightning are even at 1. About 8 minutes have gone by there, and happy birthday to you, sir. Will you be able to celebrate at any point this week or this weekend?
Well, I got 3 shows the next 3 nights, so when I get back with my wife, we're going to Well, so that will be it. That's when you get 47 my age,
wow,
become less celebratory.
Listen, 47, and you've kept all of those blonde locks. You've kept all the hair. 47 years, man. I'm impressed with that, I got to tell you.
How's the baby?
Very good, man. He's 11 weeks old this past Tuesday. He still doesn't have that much hair. I'm a little bit worried about him, but he's adorable.
Yeah, he is. I bet you have fun. So it's good times all around. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, he's getting big, man. I appreciate the time here from Bill Lindsay, the Blonde Bomber. You can follow him on Twitter at LindsayBHockey and check him out on NHL Network. Do you have an idea what time your hits are going to be tonight or just all throughout the evening after the game?
Yeah, we'll be right on after the game for an hour, post-game coverage. So whenever the game's in, we're up for an hour. So
love it. Bill Lindsay, thank you so much, man. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
All right, thanks.
And a happy birthday there to Bill Lindsay. All right, I feel a little less guilty now, right? Because I brought it up earlier that this afternoon I texted Bill Lindsay, good friend of ours,
if he could come on the air, talk some hockey with us. And he, because he's such a nice guy, graciously said yes. Hours later, I discovered it's Bill Lindsay's birthday. I'm a good enough person to feel guilty, but not a good enough person to kind of give him an out, right? Because I could have texted him and said, maybe we can do another night. But I stayed firm because he agreed to come on. But then I found out he's working, so I don't feel that bad. He's at NHL Network in Secaucus, New Jersey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.